How many of you get tired? You don't have to get tired. I don't get tired.
When it's time to go to sleep, there's no insomnia in my life, and there doesn't have to. Insomnia is one more of those things where you start telling yourself, I'm not going to be able to sleep. Look, you've been out, you're partying, you're at a convention, you're in New Orleans. Get into bed, let's say, and it's 2 o'clock, and you know you got to get up at 6. You look at your watch. All right, it's 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock? 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock? 6, 1, 2, 3. If I were to fall asleep right this second, and I'm not even close, all right, I'd only get 4 hours of sleep. Here it comes, ready? Great imagery now. Boy, am I gonna be tired tomorrow. Whew! Oh, I'm gonna be tired. That'll keep you awake for at least an hour, all right? Your body just kind of goes, oh my God, and you start interfering with it. Your mind starts programming you, all right? Now, an hour later, you look at your watch and say, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. 3 hours. Now you upgrade your neurotic expectations for yourself. I'm gonna be a zombie tomorrow. And then when you get out of bed and the alarm goes off, if you sleep, what do? You start counting backwards now. 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You put your body instantly on droop. Kind of put your eyes sort of on bag. Don't expect anything out of me today. I didn't get any sleep last night or whatever. Until someone comes along halfway through the day and says, you know, we got a game tonight and we're going to go out and have a few drinks and we're going to, hey, that's great. Yeah, I think I'd like to do that. It's a choice.
You ever notice how tired you get when you got something unpleasant to do? You know, you look at the lawn equipment and look at the roller and the edger. I'm going to lie down for 3 or 4 months. I'm really tired. It's a choice. If you just tell yourself, I don't need to think tired thoughts.